listening to Audio Culture on 95 BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz.
Yes, that's 1 million hearts from Builders. And the reason we're playing that is we're joined by the one and only Andrew Schmidt to sort of speak about Builderine, the life and legacy. You've put together a very impressive biography for Builderine on Audio Culture, and I'm excited to get into this because right. I won't feign that I know so much, but I've read the piece, I loved it. And this is a New Zealand icon who I wasn't really familiar with, so I'm very excited speaking about Builderine. Where do you want to start?
Perhaps the beginning, around about that song, might be a good place. That's off his first album, Beaten Hearts, that he did and recorded in Auckland in 1983. Flying Nun put that out. It was probably only their second or third album in their long history, but it was an impressive start, really. 1 million Hearts is a song about Aztec blood sacrifice, human Whoa. Sacrifice. And you can imagine as a late teen hearing that for the first time, those ideas, the way he builds the song up to a sort of a frenzy, which yeah. sort of mimics probably what it was like standing up on the top of one of those pyramids in front of an altar with your sacrifice in front of you, reaching into the chest cavity and pulling that heart up and showing it to the sun, which I believe is pretty historically accurate about what happened.
Yeah.
But it's also dressed up in a song that's accessible. It's got that nice sort of almost shuffle beat to it. We were learning things from these songs for the first time.
I mean, reading about Builderine in your piece, like, that listening to that song makes so much... There's nothing prosaic in that track. Like, it's poetry. It's pure poetry, really, yeah.
Well, he was is a fantastic lyricist. Well,
yeah.
Also writes prose, he writes poetry. He's written plays and performed plays. And for us, again, as young music listeners in New Zealand, this was the first time we were encountering lyrics of those depths, of that depth. And I think I said in one of the pieces, it was beyond us in a way, but beyond us in a good way because it piqued your curiosity.
Yeah.
And it made you want to learn more.
It's that beautiful thing about, I guess, trusting in the intelligence of the people who are hearing your music and being like, they'll get it.
Yes, definitely.
If not now, then later on. But Wow, what a great track to bring us into this. Builderine has just been named one of the Arts Laureates for 2025, which is quite exciting.
It's fantastic. He's fully deserved and doubly earned.
Yeah.
Often the institutions are out of touch with certain elements of our culture and particularly our creative culture. But this time they're bang on. And hey, $50,000, when you've been living your life investing what little you make into your art, is going to help.
It's massive, eh? Yeah. Where did you first come across Builderine? What was your first experience with him?
Probably reading about him and Rip It Up.
Ah, classic.
Bill's put out a series of four EPs early on, and he would advertise them in the classified ads and rip it up. So we were starting to buy New Zealand music at that point. Punk had happened. You had a couple of great Auckland indie labels and Ripper and Propeller, and Flown In was just getting going as well. So, you know, we really had an appetite for this type of thing, but the moment you got the first one, you wanted the next one and the next one and the one after that, you know.
Yeah, I feel like my generation forgets that we've got in the lucky position of having all of music, to, you know, in our phones right now. Versus you had to wait outside for the next record, you know?
Yes, yeah. I talk to my brother about this sometimes, that we're a little bit lucky in the fact that we got to learn about the past. The past wasn't that big a period. It was a couple of decades.
Yeah.
And if you're a young person coming into music these days, you're looking at 50 years of music. So, but, you know, lots of great stuff to find there.
Lots of great stuff, including we're going to listen to track number 8 of Split Seconds. Now, this album is under the name Builder Line, not Builders.
Bill changed his name or the name of his performing outfits frequently. He was Six Impossible Things. He was Solomon's Ball. He was, I've got them written down here. There was four, I think. What's that one there? Yeah, we'll leave it at that. But he was the Builders for the Beaten Hearts album, and he was Builderine for Split Seconds, which was his second album. It wasn't a complete album in the sense that he'd gone into the studio and recorded all those tracks in a very short period of time. It was actually a compilation, but it sits really well together. You know, it was brilliantly sequenced, so it sounds like a second album.
Groovy. Let's give it a listen. This is Circle of Blood.
Great.
Stained with the blood of the sea.
so much cool stuff happening up in there.
Yes, it's more of a rock sound for him, but he could do a lot of styles and a lot of feels.
Yeah, one of the things that really stuck up to me from your audio culture piece was right at the start of the second part, is Bill Doreen talking about his creative dilemma of moving away from sounds constantly and kind of alienating his fan base. That was a really interesting part, talking about how he's almost, he was like, I'm too eclectic with the sound.
Yes. He I think he gets bored, and that's what part of his creative engine, really. He wants something new. He wants to be excited about what he's doing.
Yeah.
And he's an incredibly capable musician, and you know, things like jazz, what they call music concrete, which is found sounds, come into his music at particular times. He can do it all, really. And I think for him, this was music that he was playing in the early 80s, and it's now 2025. So
Wow. It's
hard to play songs, I think, with conviction for 40 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially those same songs, I guess. So many of my musician mates are just like, I can't perform that song that I wrote 4 years ago because that's not me anymore.
Yes.
I couldn't imagine over a career this long how many of those songs exist for him. The exciting thing with the Arts Laureate prizes we spoke about is the $50,000 cash award. Very exciting. What do you think might come about for him and his creative practice with that kind of boost?
I have no doubt Bill will invest that in his art. And he's spent quite a bit of time. He speaks fluent French, so he spent quite a time in Paris, and travel's always a great creative stimulant, so he'll be doing, I think he just came back from Paris, so he'll be doing that, but he'll be publishing books, he'll be recording music, you know, it will be well spent.
Yeah. That'll be so awesome. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure to learn about Bill Doreen and Builders. They've just put out a new album, we should say.
They have.
Which is incredible. It's called Neverlasting, and I believe if you get your mitts on a vinyl copy of it, it also comes with a little book of poetry called Apropos. So cool. Andrew Schmidt, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Nick. Great to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you. We're going to close it out with track number 8 off the Beating Hearts compilation. This is Alien. Oh, where?
That was
Audio Culture on 95 BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz. It's just fascination.